A big housing settlement project comes on stream in central Iran. Iran welcomes Bahrain offer of talks on the situation in the Persian Gulf country. Gunmen open fire on protesters in the Yemenese town of Taiz. 7 are killed. And Palestinians hold street rallies to mark Catastrophe Day. In the name of God, the compassionate, the merciful, hello and a very warm welcome. A large-scale housing settlement project was inaugurated in the central city of Isfahan. The settlement includes 22,000 apartments with affordable prices built under a national plan named Mehr Housing. Addressing the inaugural, First Vice President Mohammad Reza Rahimi announced that all the applicants will own a house under the government plannings within 2 years. Rahimi went on to say some 2.8 million residential units are under construction nationwide, from which 1 million are located in rural areas. Meanwhile, in the day, the Vice President attended another ceremony to start construction works for a 15-kilometer subway line in Isfahan. Iran's Constitutional Guardian Council says the merger of several cabinet ministries is too a trivial disagreement to be settled through a decree by the leader of the Islamic Revolution. Guardian Council spokesman Abbas Ali Kadhodai told a press briefing that based on the most recent interpretation of the council, any merger of ministries by the government requires the parliament approval. Kadhodai commented that the issue does not go beyond a simple discrepancy of understanding of the stipulation of the Fifth National Development Plan, which envisages downsizing of the government through merger of ministries. Meanwhile, President Mahmoud Ahmadinejad, in separate letters to the ministers of oil, welfare and industries and mines, announced the end of their tenure and thanked their services. These ministers' portfolios are being merged with other ministries as part of a cabinet streamlining. Iran and South Africa will expand their consultations on judiciary and human rights issues. The decision was made during meetings held in the South African city of Pretoria, where a delegation led by head of Iran's Supreme Council for Human Rights, Mohammad Javad Larijani, brought up the issues with South African officials. Recent global developments with human rights in focus and outlining ways to broaden judiciary relations were among the main topics discussed at the meeting. Iran and South Africa also decided to cooperate closely when it comes to safeguarding the principles of human rights on the international front. The International Conference on Global Alliance Against Terrorism for a Just Peace opened in Tehran. The two-day conference brings over 150 peace activists from other countries, together with hundreds of Iranian political figures and analysts, in an intellectual attempt against the plight of terrorism. High on agenda of the conference are topics such as just campaign to eradicate terrorism on the international level, as well as fostering understanding and wise thought. The participants in the meantime hold 4 panels on the related subjects. Foreign Minister Ali Akbar Salehi says his shuttle diplomacy tour of the region has led to constructive results on ways to settle the crisis in Bahrain. Talking to reporters, Salehi also welcomed recent statements made by Bahraini King Hamad bin Isa Al Khalifa on Manama's keenness to hold talks with Iran over the matter. The minister said such a measure will contribute to settlement of the issue. Foreign Minister Salehi also urged the Bahraini government to respect the demands of its people. He concluded that the Bahraini government and nation should prepare the stage for a peaceful situation in the near future. Plainclothes gunmen opened fire on protesters in Yemen's southern city of Taiz, wounding at least 7 people. The gunmen fired from rooftops on protesters who demanded President Ali Abdullah Saleh end more than 3 decades of rule in the Arab world's poorest country. Tens of thousands joined the protest after Saleh rebuffed regional calls to agree to step down. A general strike called by the opposition was widely observed in Taiz. There was also widespread shutdown in the south. In sports, Iran's Kaveh Merabi moved forward to the third round of the international badminton competitions held in Maghreb. During the first and second rounds of the games, Merabi defeated his rivals from Egypt and Nigeria with the same results of 2-0. The victories took Merabi to the third round of the tournament, which is the preliminary stage for the 2010 Olympic Games in London. The 2011 edition of Iran's Azerbaijan International Cycling Tour kicked off in the northwestern city of Tabriz. In the first stage race along the 164-kilometer road from Tabriz to Meshkin Shahr, Kazakh biker Alexey Ryakov from Astana team was the first to cross the finish line. Mehdi Sorabi from Petrochemie of Tabriz settled for the second place, while Steven Schumacher from Italy finished the second runner-up. 21 teams are competing in the tour, and the second stage is scheduled for Sunday. Now a look at some other stories in brief. Hundreds of Palestinians staged a street protest as they marked the anniversary of the Zionist regime of Israel's announcement of creation known by Muslims as the Nakba, or catastrophe. In Beit al-Muqaddas, Zionist police fired tear gas and stun grenades to disperse Palestinian youths. In the West Bank town of Bilin, people marched waving Palestinian flags and carrying giant keys symbolizing the homes their ancestors forced to flee during the war that followed the declaration of the Zionist regime creation in 1948. Egyptians gathered outside the consulate of the Zionist regime of Israel in Alexandria, calling for an end to Cairo's relations with the Tel Aviv regime. The demonstrators demanded their military rulers to abandon the Zionists and lift the blockade on the besieged Gaza Strip. Protesters also threatened to continue massive protest rallies in the current government if the current government does not move to cut off ties with the Israeli regime. George Mitchell announced his resignation as the Obama administration's special envoy to the Middle East after Palestinian groups signed a reconciliation accord earlier this month. The Palestinian Unity Agreement unveiled the U.S. failure in pushing forward its so-called peace plan. Mitchell's departure also comes as people in the Middle East stage uprisings against the U.S. allies in the region. Hours after his resignation, U.S. Secretary of State Hillary Clinton asked the Deputy Middle East Envoy David Hale to serve as acting envoy. Protesters have clashed with police in the Chilean city of Valparaiso over plans to dam two of the country's most remote rivers for electricity. A water cannon was used to disperse the protesters, some of whom were throwing stones and chanting at police officers. The project to dam the Baker and Pascua waterways won environmental approval on Monday from a Chilean government commission, despite a groundswell of opposition. The plan envisages five dams being constructed in the ASEAN region of Patagonia, a mostly roadless area of unique forests. Pioneering Swiss solar-powered aircraft Solar Impulse landed successfully in Brussels, completing its first international flight, which lasted 13 hours. The single-seater lifted off from Payern Airbus in western Switzerland and covered the roughly 480 kilometers to Brussels Airport, flying over France and Luxembourg. Solar Impulse has the wingspan of a large airliner but weighs no more than a saloon car. After the landing, pilot André Borschberg described the experience for the reporters in this way.
It was really a very special experience. You know, to choose a destination, to say that we would land at 9, I don't know, I think we land at 9:15 or something like this. Now we're quite very busy because we have to change the runway, and it was still turbulent. You have this breeze coming from the sea, so with this airplane, when it's turbulent, you work, and I really worked. And so I was very focused. You know you are tired, and when you are tired, you know you could do mistakes, so I focus on it.
The U.S. said it has evacuated residents living along the Mississippi River. It comes as experts expressed concern over the wildlife besieged by the rising floodwaters. Here is a report.
Human residents have been evacuated from towns along the Mississippi River to escape the rising floodwaters. Now there are growing signs of local wildlife on the move as well. Alligators, snakes and other creatures are being forced from their natural habitats in their struggle to survive the disaster. More people have been warned to start leaving their homes in areas that may be flooded by the opening of a crucial spillway. They join the thousands who've already abandoned their homes as heavy spring rains and the melting snows of a stormy winter swell the Mississippi to disastrous levels.
Well, that's it for this edition of Arab English News. Thanks for tuning in. Weather report is up. Bye-bye.